It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, high noon in the District of Columbia. We moved Ask B. Mitch Anything up by an hour because we're convinced Jeff might have to leave after all the cayenne pepper consumption. And we're kicking things off in person on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Now, a lot of schools are off today. I believe it's Diwali. Happy Diwali,
Diwali
to all that celebrate.
Yeah.
Including, Sean, are you in Fairfax County Schools? What school zone are you in?
Arlington.
Okay. So Sean Kynard joins us, the Cluster Buster Jr. Sean, you're in fourth grade, bro?
Third grade.
You're in the same grade as Shelby. That's right. And how much sugar have you consumed in the last 24 hours, Sean?
58 grams.
Currently, you have a lollipop going, and I just saw you, like, down a whole packet of Sour Patch sugar.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Well, you get to lead off. Ask B. Mitch Anything. You have a question for Brian?
Yes. Do you think there will be another Hail Mary successfully caught and received?
Ooh. In the whole NFL?
For the Commanders.
For the Commanders? Oh, boy. I'm going to say no. Not this year. Maybe another year, but it's not often that it happens, but to say it happened that easily, I just hope that they're not in that position again where they could just go finish the game. But I don't think this year is going to happen, Sean.
Sean, do you think there'll be another Hail Mary?
I think there might be a chance.
All right. Hey, Sean, go get another donut. Make sure you eat all of them.
All the sugar you want today.
Thanks, buddy. Great job.
Good job, buddy.
All right. We're going to hit the phones now that Sean has led things off. I like that question from Sean. I do want a quick update here. B, I think this is going to matter. Tyrone Tracy, the Giants running back.
Is going to play?
Concussion Monday night. I'm reading this from Jordan Renan. All the New York reporters have it. Running back Tyrone Tracy continues to progress in concussion protocol. He's practicing Friday and scheduled to meet with the independent neurologist for clearance later today, barring a setback. Coach Brian Daboll said Tracy earned his playing time, will continue to play if he performs well.
With that.
Sounds like he's playing, which is good news for the young man. You're never rooting for.
Good news for the young man, but as I state all the time, we'll make sure he's supposed to be there in a legal manner. Understand?
Sure do. Commanders have announced their captains for the Week 9 game in New York. Noah Brown.
Oh.
Wonder why he got the call.
Indeed.
Noah Brown, John Bates, and Quan Martin.
I like that.
They always go offense, defense, special teams. So Brown is your offense, Bates is your special teamer, and Quan is your defensive captain. A lot of young guys that deserve that right there.
Yeah, I like that.
Now let's go to the
young
phones.
Crew right there.
Let's start with Vinny in Sea Pleasant.
What up, Vinny?
What up, Vince?
What's going on, my guys? Hope y'all having a great Friday.
Definitely.
Give my man Jeff some milk for that cayenne pepper. His throat sounds like it's on fire. But
he's already drinking milk.
You guys had a segment around like the later part of June, and a prediction on the success of our Commanders this season.
Uh huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. Go ahead.
Okay, so I gave a bold prediction stating that, you know, our Commanders will make it to the NFC Championship. Now, we're looking up. We're looking up. And I really have a strong feeling that we – so
I got to put him
guys
on hold. See if you can figure that out. I can't hear a word he's saying. Drew is in D.C. Drew, what you
up,
got?
Drew? What's up, fellas? What's going on, man? Great day today. Great day today. First of all, I want to say congratulations to you, Brian Mitchell, on the Hall of Fame. Like my mom said, if you want it, you got to speak it into fruition, man. You know, I'm just going to say congratulations right now on the Hall of Fame. Yeah, but my question is, as far as with the Skins, man, you know, everybody loving the progression. You know, it seemed like we're light years ahead of time. And like I say, but if that cornerback Horn came available from the Panthers, would you make a move for
Bryce Young?
No, cornerback.
J.C. Horn. Okay, gotcha.
Well, listen, man, I'm be honest with you. Yes, you want one like that, but I think ultimately I'm just sitting back and letting Adam Peters do what he's going to do. Because I believe that, you know, I can sit in and give my opinions on stuff. I don't watch those guys as closely as anybody else. I always go straight to how long would you have the person if you were to trade for him? If you only have him this year, I think it's a waste of time. You know, because I think you want to get somebody. If you're going to give up assets, you want to be able to have that person for the next 3-4 years.
Or, I agree with that completely. Mm-hmm. For a guy like Horn or Newsom, you're going to have to pay a price, right? I do think there's another avenue where you do just go get a veteran that maybe even has an expiring contract, but the cost is much lower.
They got an extra six. The cost has to make sense.
Yeah.
But normally when you start talking about the top-notch corners, they're going to want more than a six-round pick for them.
And both Newsom and Horn only have a year left. You could pick up their rookie option. But I would believe if you're trading for those players, you either want to have a discussion, at least a discussion, but like contractually, if you're going to pay the freight to get a kid like J.C. Horn, right, you're probably giving up. Two? So you're giving something up.
Yeah.
You want to get a deal done, too.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's complicated.
Yeah, the only reason I mentioned because he's still young and, you know, on the contract, and like I said, who you getting?
It's a far more simple transaction if you trade for a veteran corner that could maybe stabilize that room a little bit and it costs you a six, and then you're not worried about contracts, you're not worried down the line, because I wouldn't be surprised at all. Thanks for the call, Drew. It's a really good call. B, I'm curious if you agree with this. Knowing Peters and the meticulous vision with which he's tried to build this roster so far, would it surprise you at all if they already have a list of free agent targets for March?
No.
Not at all.
But it would surprise me if they didn't.
Right.
And if they don't, then I would be asking questions, but I'm sure they do.
Let's go to Nate in D.C.
Nate, what's up?
What up, B. Mitch? What up, JP? How y'all feeling?
We're good, man.
I got a question for you, and this goes for JP and Landfield, Jeff, everybody, if Jeff can catch his breath. But the question is, how are we going to just overlook not looking at who we feel might be the next 4 or 5 championship winners so we could construct our own ticket? Because what was that, $25 for 100 games? Like, we got to – no flag on the play, false start.
So you want us to come up with our own Hans Wickline parlay to win 100K, huh?
Yes, we need that.
All right, let's try it. All right, B.
You know what? I'm with it.
All right, let's try 5 coming up. So we got to pick this year's Super Bowl.
I'm going to go Scheffler to win.
Augusta?
Yeah,
he usually does.
Yeah, you got to go that.
All right, Scheffler at Augusta. Who you got winning the Super Bowl?
Kind of hard to go against those damn those Chiefs.
I think.
I know.
I think I'm going to go Lions.
Okay, you go Lions. I go Chiefs.
Who you got winning?
NBA, I'm going Celtics.
Fair. Hockey, Caps.
Fair. If we're going to make it high, we go Caps.
I mean, let's be honest. Yeah. I don't know that you and I are in a position to predict the upcoming Stanley Cup champion besides the Caps.
We could try, just like everybody else did.
College hoops, UConn again? No, Duke has that kid now. I don't know. We'll think about it, Nate. Great idea, buddy.
Yeah. Good stuff. But, like, he was waiting a long time, boy. That has to be.
Yeah, we have to the put, first couple.
If it's $25, Jay, we could put in, like, 5, 6 of them.
Yeah.
And if one of them hit, we worry about the money we spent.
Especially at $25.
Yeah.
It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trucker Dan is on the line. Hello, Trucker Dan.
What up, Dan?
What's going on, fellas?
Good, man.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Hey, B. Mitch, I want to know about that, that stuff you were talking about a couple seconds earlier about the school thing, the college funds. I want to know how you can do that, because you said if you can put it there and multiply.
You got all these different college funds right now. You put in a certain amount of money, and by the time you get there,
where do you live?
It'll grow.
Yeah, where do you live, Dan?
I'm in Oxon Hill.
But, isn't that what's called the 529?
The 529 plan is what you want.
Yes.
And depending how old your kids are, you could talk to a financial person, or you could just Google it, do it yourself. Like,
yeah,
they have
you can put
these
in a
plans
a big
available
thing up front, or you can put it in monthly.
Yeah, the state.
But it's the 529 for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
And dude, hold on, I'm gonna Google it for you. I'm gonna try to do some help. The governor's coming on. I'm gonna try to do some help for the state of Maryland. If you just go to Maryland529.com, you could check out all the options right there. And basically, like, if you had a child that's just, if you have a baby right now. What is 18 years from now? 42?
Yeah.
You would select like the Target 2042 fund, and they're going to build a growth plan to deliver in 42. So like right now it's going to be heavy stocks and like growth focused, and then by the time you get to 2040, 2041, they're going to kind of tamper that back into more cash so it's ready to rock when the kid's going to college.
Oh, okay. Hey, I got one last though. What's going on with number 13? Because I want to see him shine. I feel as though we, like,
Morris?
A lot of the fan base been, like, bashing him so hard.
Well, he had an interception week before last, right, Jay?
He had the pick against the Panthers. Last week he played well. Listen, Emmanuel Forbes is a really nice young man.
Yeah.
I'm always impressed by him. We talk about physicality, right? And you see a young man like Mikey Sammerstill, you're never going to get that from Manny Forbes. It's not going to happen. It doesn't mean that they can't figure out a way to use him. He's been playing. Like, his snap counts are up. He's part of kind of that corner rotation, I would say, right now. They had a lot of trouble with Malik Nabers week two, and he'll have an opportunity to prove that they've improved, I guess. Thanks for the call, Trucker Dan.
Yep. All right, bro.
We're trying Vincent C. Pleasant again.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, Vinny. Vinny, you there?
I'm back. I'm good. Everything all right?
Yeah, you good. You good.
All right, cool. So, like I was saying, I had a segment, like, the later part of June, like, I think, like, OTAs or training camp. But I made a prediction on what the Commanders are going to look like this season. I predicted when I came on that we would make it to the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
Now, all of y'all laughed. All of y'all laughed, including Wayne Dini, Jeff, B. Mitch, including you, JP.
Yeah.
So nah, I wonder, not me, dog.
Yeah, you did. but I'm wondering, once we make it there, because I feel like we're going to do it once we make it there, if y'all can play this, my favorite sounder for each and every last one of you guys. And I want to know if you – I'm going to just give it to you. My favorite sounder that you always play is, I'm a dumbass. I want you to play that for each and every last one of you guys.
We can do that.
So ask me
to But what if it doesn't
just,
happen?
It's just
then what we going to play for
making
you?
Making requests.
Yeah, if it doesn't happen, B. Mitch, I'll get back on there. And you can light me up with it.
Oh no, I'm not gonna light you up. I'm just saying, you know, things happen sometimes, and I'll be happy if it does happen. I think
definitely.
I think you threw it out there. I don't think you really believed it though when you said it.
Hey, I believe.
Say it with your chest.
I believe. I'm saying, thank you, JP. I'm saying it with my chest, B. Mitch. Come on, man.
All right, I got you.
I think we're gonna do it.
One thing I've learned: it's always easy to stand with your chest when you're on the phone with B. Mitch. If you're in the room with him, it's a little bit different. So far, I'm standing with my chest, and I'm not drinking the cayenne pepper.
I'm a dumbass.
There it is. Shout out to the Rooster.
Good stuff, man.
The Rooster is doing some good work I believe, tonight in the community. I think he's got his big Best Buddies fundraiser. So if you're out and about, check out what the Rooster's up to tonight. Now, it's my understanding, Commander Tequila, Comandante Tequila has a question for B-Mitch. Commandante, you're up, buddy.
Hey, B-Mitch, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
You hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
Hey, I have a question. With nine games left, all right, the two Cowboys, two Eagles, and one bird, or what you call it, a giant.
Yeah.
And the rest of them are so-and-so. Are we going to get that six-game win and see that gumbo dance, or are we going to see that tutu dance?
I think we're going to get to the point where I got to put on a tutu, and I'll be happy because, you know what? One thing about me is I know who I am, and if the team, if I have to wear a tutu, they won 11, 12 games. How can you be pissed at that? And I think a lot of ladies want to see my legs, so who cares? I can't be damn what y'all think. Jeff, what you got to say? Say something.
Yeah, say something, Jeff.
I was about to say, I'll be pissed at that sight. I don't want to see B-Mitch in the tutu. But I get it.
But I'm not
doing it
for you
that
anyway.
That makes you sus. Like, it'll be funny. Why are you worried about it? You can't laugh at stuff?
B-Mitch is my dog. I don't want to see none of my dogs in the tutu. But for the Commanders winning, oh, it's definitely going on the gram.
It'll be funny as hell. I'm all
it'll be
for
funny.
It.
Yeah.
You have my full support, Brian. I have a question for you.
JP going to be in one, too. Y'all
Deborah said, oh, yeah, Brian's legs.
Ooh, Debbie letting them know. I listen to Will Compton's podcast sometimes, and years back, he had Heinicke on, right? And Heinicke and Comp are guys that have traveled a lot in their NFL journeys.
Mm-hmm.
And you were here for 10 years, Philly a couple, one in New York. Heinicke and Comp said this, and I imagine this has kind of increased over the last 10, 15 years as politics has grown into like its own version of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Both Heinicke and Comp talked about how political the media is that covers the Redskins, covers the Commanders, covers Washington.
And what do you mean political?
I never thought about it until I heard them talk about it. Like during COVID, players were always getting asked about being vaccinated. That stuff largely wasn't happening elsewhere. It became a thing with Rodgers. Dan Quinn was just asked if he has addressed the – Dan Quinn talked about he addressed the team the importance of voting, which is awesome. They should.
Mm-hmm.
But does that conversation happen elsewhere? Are they talking about that in Detroit or Kansas City or Dallas?
It happened in other places. I mean, around the time – I talked about it in Philly and in New York. But that's not being political just because I asked you a question. If I ask you, were you vaccinated? Because it was a national story.
Yeah.
Okay? If the national story is you're supposed to keep a distance from everybody. I know I love football, but why the hell do they have to be – why would the people that's going to be right next to each other all the time not have to protect themselves? So I can understand. Like, when you look at players, whether they are or not, people put them on a pedestal in all different aspects of life because they play football on TV. So why not ask that person – a question if they were trying to influence others to do it.
Yeah.
So I do that. But I don't think that's being political, just to ask the question.
All right. I got another one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Barstool Nate is sane?
Very much not.
I like this tweet from Nate Dogg. Tell
He's
me what
totally
you think.
Insight.
Washington is the best sports town in America right now. Commanders, Jaden, Terry, $100 million in cap space, sky is the limit. Nats, Abrams, Cruz, Wood, loads of prospects. Wiz, Bilal, Sar, Bub, full rebuild. Caps, everyone, best team in the league. Ovi about to pass Wayne Gretzky.
See, the thing about it, this is the thing about Nate.
And he said the Mystics might
everything
get
everything he said, he was speaking about the future. So how are you going to say they're the best right now?
Well, I think the Caps might be the best right now, and the Commanders are – among the best right now.
So do you believe that question, that statement?
No.
So see, Nate likes to say outlandish stuff because some of it might stick. You know, he throws stuff against the wall, see if it's gonna stick. He throws a lot of stuff against the wall.
Tobo has a quest though. Toby Altizer has a Washington hat on and a Hail Jaden t-shirt. Toby, looking fly, bro.
I appreciate it.
Toby, I have a question for you before we start.
Yeah, what's up?
Will you take a shot of cayenne pepper water?
Yeah, I can do that.
Bang.
Now I've heard that it works your system, so if I miss an update later, I'm blaming you. But B-Mitch, I don't know if you guys have talked about this. I'm curious your thoughts. I saw that Jalen Hurts was asked about golfing with I think he was out with President Obama, a couple other notable people. And now he's not able to golf, according to his contract. How much would you have to get in a contract for you not to be able to golf? He was out there hanging out, but he wasn't able to actually play.
So they're going
to
tell me that I can't play golf the rest of my life because I'm under a contract?
Mm-hmm.
Not the rest of your life while you're under the contract.
At the station or on the football field?
Well, just like if you were, you know, still playing football, how much are you going to have to get in a contract for, say, you know, the 5 years or whatever to not play golf?
If I had $60 million a year like Jalen Hurts does, they could tell me not to play golf.
B, the guarantees in Hurts' contract, $110 million. I will chill on golf.
I'll chill on golf for that.
I got a similar but different question.
But I don't understand why they would even put the golf thing in the contract.
I think it's all other sports. But hold on. We're waiting word for Governor Wes Moore. He's going to join us when he's available. Dude might be kind of busy, all right? Mark is on the line. I have a question for you, which is similar but the complete opposite of what Toby just asked. Nobody go anywhere.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.